Marinette News. I'm Jason Taylor. A former Columbia Public School teacher faces a felony charge after being accused of having sex with a student. A hearing was held yesterday for 30-year-old Sean DeSteele over his alleged sexual relationship with a 17-year-old student. He was arrested last month. The St. Louis Circuit Attorney is considering her options after being told she can release the full agreement, which led to charges being dropped against former Governor Eric Greitens. Bill Wise reports.
Two of the seven conditions in a stipulation for dismissal of a felony computer tampering charge against Greitens have been sealed. The Office of Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner confirmed to Missouri Net that she asked Attorney General Josh Hawley Monday to determine if she could unseal those two conditions and disclose the full agreement. Assistant Attorney General John Sauer told Gardner Tuesday that the full release would be legal as it would constitute an open record under Missouri law. Gardner's office told Missouri Net that it's considering its legal options for releasing the agreement that was approved by St. Louis Circuit Judge Rex Burleson last week. The felony charge, which accused Greitens of misusing a charity donor list, was dropped as part of the agreement that called for Greitens to resign. He left office last Friday but still faces legal and ethical challenges on several other fronts.
Springfield police say a 15-year-old boy was kidnapped, hogtied, pistol-whipped, and at one point threatened with a fatal dose of heroin by a man and woman over a 12-year period in an apartment. 33-year-old Jason A. Dively and 19-year-old Josie Byfield have been charged with felony kidnapping. A Missouri Senate seat has turned from red to blue. Lisa Nelson reports.
Democratic State Rep. Lauren Arthur has pulled off a double-digit victory for the 17th senatorial seat in a Kansas City area swing district. She defeated Republican State Rep. Kevin Corlew in a special election last night. The last time a Democrat from Clay County held the office was in 2004 by the late Ed Quick. Arthur's win brings the Senate's party makeup to 24 Republicans and 10 Democrats.
Police say two male victims were shot and killed in the St. Louis suburb of Berkeley last night. The two were taken to a hospital where they later died. An investigation is ongoing. Two SUVs apparently crashed into a home yesterday near an intersection in Springfield. The news leader reports police, firefighters, and an ambulance responded to the scene, although no one was injured in the crash. Fulton police in mid-Missouri arrested five people facing criminal charges in the death of Carl DeBrody yesterday. The man with special needs was found encased in concrete in a storage unit in April 2017. Police Chief Steve Myers says his department's investigation, which was done last fall, found no evidence of forced fighting alleged in a civil lawsuit.
We were actually waiting, just like everyone else, to see what charges would actually come down from the prosecutor's office.
DeBrody had apparently been dead for months when his body was found. Court documents say Sherry Paulo and Anthony Flores recklessly caused his death by not getting him emergency medical care. This is Missouri Net News.